Story of Two Pebbles.
Many years ago, in a small Chinese village, a farmer called Feng had the misfortune of owing a large sum of money to a village moneylender. The moneylender, who was old and ugly, fancied the farmer's beautiful daughter Mei. So he proposed a bargain. He said he would forego the Feng's debt if he could marry his daughter. Both the farmer and his daughter Mei were horrified by the proposal. So the cunning moneylender suggested that they let Providence decide the matter. He told them that he would put a black pebble and a white pebble into an empty money bag. Then Mei would have to pick one pebble from the bag. 1. If Mei picked the black pebble, she would become his wife and her father's debt would be forgiven. 2. If she picked the white pebble, she would need not marry him and her father's debt would still be forgiven. 3. But if she refused to pick a pebble, her father would be thrown into jail. They were standing on a pebble-strewn path in the farmer's field. As they talked, the moneylender bent over to pick up two pebbles. As he picked them up, the sharp-eyed girl noticed that he had picked up two black pebbles and put them into the bag. He then asked the girl to pick a pebble from the bag. Now, imagine that you were standing in the field. What would you have done if you were the girl? If you had to advise her, what would you have told her? Careful analysis would produce three possibilities. Mei should refuse to take a pebble. 2. The girl should show that there were two black pebbles in the bag and expose the moneylender as a cheat. 3. Mei should pick a black pebble and sacrifice herself in order to save her father from his debt and imprisonment. Take a moment to ponder over the story. The above story is used with the hope that it will make us appreciate the difference between lateral and logical thinking. The girl's dilemma cannot be solved with traditional logical thinking. Think of the consequences if she chooses the above logical answers. What would you recommend that Mei should do? Well, here's what she did. The daughter put her hand into the money bag and drew out a pebble. Without looking at it, she fumbled and let it fall on the pebble-strewn path, where it immediately became lost among all the other pebbles. "Oh, how clumsy of me," Mei said. "But never mind. If you look into the bag for the one that is left, you will be able to tell which pebble I picked."